This episode is brought to you by FX's The Veil, starring Elizabeth Moss. FX's The Veil is an international spy thriller that follows two women as they play a deadly game of truth and lies on the road from Istanbul to Paris and London. One woman has a secret, and the other has a mission to reveal it before thousands of lives are lost. FX's The Veil, now streaming, only on Hulu.
How about Super Mensa?
I cringe with love.
The current Avengers, it's Captain America, Peter Parker, and then the Super Bowel. What do we do in the shadows?
A lot of eating.
Am I in the shadows?
Honestly, what a beautiful fucking day, Heike.
It is gorgeous.
It's like sometimes the weather, you know, it comes together and you're like, oh no, it's too sunny. It's going to be a whole thing. But then you get like 60 degrees, a slight little breeze.
We're also at the time of the year where it's like we're fading out of daylight savings. So it's like it's still getting dark earlier. But like now it's like not at 4 in the afternoon. It's like 5:45.
Right.
6, which it really does make a difference, I find. Like when I have just that extra hour of daylight, I really find my whole mood is just so much better.
It really is, though.
When I'm not leaving work at 4 in the afternoon. Driving home from school and it's pitch black outside, like that really is beneficial for my happiness, I think.
Well, then it's like, too, I have no excuses anymore for seasonal depression when it's daylight savings time.
Correct.
Because the sun's out.
The
I should be absorbing the vitamin
get that
D.
Vitamin D, get some dopamine, be happy.
Right. I'm waiting for nights to start earlier because if they do, then I can fully like emulsify into the sad boy motif and I love it.
I mean, I think that's what we're all trying to get to, right?
It's the goal. It's the goal. First thing when I wake up in the morning, when I'm seeing people for the first time, when I'm introducing, I want you to go, wow, he's alluring. Also,
kind of sad.
Maybe he's a little sad.
Yeah.
Sad boy motif sounds like an emo band from like the early 2010s. Like you had My Chemical Romance, Fall Out Boy, Panic at the Disco, sad boy motif.
Or is that just the genre?
Yeah. No, true. That's even better.
I do have a mesh shirt and I'm fully prepared. I mean, hello.
Of course you do.
I'm waiting for the call, mama. Waiting for the call.
Not Backstreet Boys, the call. That was a reach.
Sorry. I'm not familiar with that reference.
That's okay.
Sorry.
I love the Backstreet Boys. The Black and Blue album is my absolute.
It was very good.
I was
so
an NSYNC girly,
a big part of
admittedly.
My childhood. I was both, but I did prefer NSYNC. We went to see them in concert. My first concert ever.
Oh my God.
Which, I'm sorry for the segue, but my first concert ever, I was 7 years old. We go to see NSYNC, right? Bunch of girls, small girls for the most part, going to see NSYNC.
Oh my God.
Who do they have as the intro? A wild guess for the early 2000s.
I'm trying to think. Headliner? Britney Spears.
I mean, had to have been.
Right, wouldn't that have been crazy? Cisco, babe.
And
that
means.
Oh my
God, you're kidding.
That full on. His last song of the set was the thong song.
Yes.
Where there were women dressed in thongs shaking their asses all over the place for my little 7-year-old mind. And I was like,
by the way, I guess now would be a great time to welcome you officially to the Sav and Sean show.
Hello, I am one of your hosts, Sean.
Hello, it's me. Hi, I'm your other host, Sav. And we are joined with a very special mystery guest.
I'm Shanna Stoker.
Shanna Stoker.
The Witch Morgaine herself.
If y'all don't know who Shanna is, you will if you are a fan of our other projects, our other endeavors.
Absolutely.
You will recognize Shanna's beautiful, glowing, majestic, gorgeous face.
And you can see it firsthand.
And if not, you will hopefully soon, eventually, you'll see her episode soon. She comes in later in the season, but we're working on it.
We'll get there. It'll be out eventually.
Oh my God, I'm so thrilled and honored and delighted that you're here in front of me.
Are you kidding?
I am so glad
I love
you guys
that you also you
here.
Came in your little mode of transportation, which was just a glowing pink bubble that floated
right.
from the
well,
sky.
Well, you know, I try.
Singing operatic high
Literally.
Notes.
I was like, the Wicked movie hasn't even come out yet.
Yeah,
did you
no,
bring Cynthia
the marketing
Erivo?
Budget is crazy.
It really goes deep.
She goes, I know, it's nice to see me, isn't it?
Quite literally.
It is, though. It really is.
No, it really
no,
is.
I'm you so, guys are too I'm so starstruck. I feel like I I'm like it. Sitting with the queen or
no,
something.
No, that's the thing. It's giving celebrity. How many times am I going to say it's a bitty bit of...
That's all, folks.
The hamster dance. Abidi daddy de dodo. Anyway. But it's like...
I'm blue dabu dee dabu die.
I'm sorry.
Now, this is the crazy
frog. Here's a story. Thank you. You know, they can't all be winners, and a pity laugh is still a laugh. And that's comedy, ladies and gentlemen.
And he will latch onto it because he knows he doesn't get them from me.
Comedy and kindness. That's what I'm here for.
That's why we have guests in the first
place. That's not what
I'm here for. Just the comedy.
Not the kindness part. Yeah, the comedy for sure. I'll tell a joke.
Healing the world at the very least. Well, I was going to say, too, speaking of first impressions, because we've had sort of like communication via Zoom for the longest time, which like angelic. coming out of the computer. I'm like, this is,
it's like you the are ring, the internet. But like the, it's like happier. You know what I mean? Like less abject terror and more like wonderment and excitement.
You're going to die in 7 days? No, mama. You're going to live for
you're
7 days.
You're never
going to
know you didn't live before.
I'm living. Yeah. It's
like, but because I've, like sort of personifying you as like a real actual 3D person
and not a magical entity who just like sets the bylaws of our realm as we adventure through a distant land of magic and
so much power
mystery.
You've given me.
You probably at this point have gathered what our first impressions were of you,
just a hint.
Yeah, just a tad. But I'm curious in the most self-validating way possible. I don't know. What are your first impressions of us?
Guys, this is so embarrassing.
Oh my God.
I love you guys so much.
Stop.
I actually hate you both. I was ready for it.
This
I was
is so awkward.
Myself. My posture stiffened a little bit. I was like, here it comes.
Well, getting to meet you very briefly and in character on Kodachrome was really cool.
Which, do not let that be the first impression of me as a person. Very no, not like so my
good.
Character.
It was so good,
very
though.
Very much not her.
Which is so funny because your character was very different than you. Your character, however, was Sean.
Art imitates life.
Said it, mama. Ding, ding, ding.
I was like, I don't feel like, I feel like I got to know you that day. Like, it was just like, that's Sean. I
some
love it.
Some of us were acting.
I'm screaming. And some of us just love the idea of a drawing with wearing like a page boy cap and some fun suspenders.
I mean, that's
and
so cute.
Some just have the narrative that they're already the star.
I
clearly,
love that.
So.
I mean,
hello.
It worked.
Welcome to the Sean show.
No. So like getting to be on that. And then I worked with you briefly, I think on a couple, like maybe two different things for OBP as well.
Yeah.
So I already had like a sense of who you were. And I thought you were just such a joy. I love you.
So sweet.
You really are. You're hilarious too. Your one-offs are brilliant.
Okay. Wow.
And then I started listening to the show and both of you together, your chemistry, your voices, the way that you sit in the space and like make people feel so comfortable and conversational. And I at home, like doing my makeup, feel like I'm sitting and having coffee with you.
Stop.
Is such a, it's so cool. I'm so excited to be here and like be a part of it.
That's honestly so nice. Kind.
It's so
and
true.
And you can tell we handle
so
compliments
genuine.
Very well. No, but it's, and honestly, we figured it out, actually. So the only way that we could really grow our audience is to just keep getting people onto the show so that they can then listen to the show.
I mean, yeah. Literally, I've listened to it now. I will forever be a listener, and I've already been sending it to all my friends because I'm just like, guys, they're really funny. Like,
shout
not even for
Shanna's
me being on
friends,
it.
AKA our audience.
Hello, girls.
Hey, guys.
Love
hey,
you.
Team, what's up?
Pop off your grace.
Go off your grace.
What a dream. Oh, my God. Well, also, I feel weird asking this question, but since we're just talking about it, what was your first impression of me?
It was so long ago, I don't even remember. I couldn't tell you what I had for breakfast this morning, let alone what happened 7 years ago. Are you kidding me?
That's fair. I do remember everything because an elephant never forgets.
Okay.
And that's because I have nothing in my trunk.
I prefer to think that just means I like to live in the moment, you know?
Like 100%.
Present, I'm present in the present, and then I just like to be told what happened after the fact later.
I feel that deeply, and I appreciate that. Thank
you.
Yeah,
so like, is it blacking out, or is it just like being reminded?
It's
you know?
The eternal now.
Yeah, I'm on so many different timelines at any given point with my ADHD that like I'm operating on all cylinders.
Yep.
Like,
call you
sometimes,
low-key,
mama. Yeah, sometimes I be, it's hard to keep it all together in my world. Sometimes I gotta be reminded of things,
truly.
Okay? Like, don't judge me. I'm forgetful. I got a lot going on in here.
Yep.
The voices are all the time. They're just talking.
Constant.
Pretty
sometimes
constant.
Screaming.
The music is not actually in the background. It's from my head.
No,
so.
Correct. Yeah. I do
wow,
be just walking around
jumping.
And dancing.
I mean, it really is.
Yes. I've literally had people, like, I'll be walking around just like bop into a song in my head, and they're like, I wonder what she's listening to. And I don't realize that like I'm having a physical response to like something that's happening in my brain.
I love it.
And then I always
that
feel like
magic,
I have to give a response.
Though, okay.
Yeah.
I have chosen
from
that
the
it is
herself.
I've decided it is magic.
Correct.
It is a beautiful gift. I remember being like 12 walking around Walmart with my mom, just like I had some 50 Cent song like over and
I'm
over
screaming.
My head.
I'm
and my
screaming.
Mom's like, why do you keep doing that? I was like, Mom, there's not a second of my life that there's
that,
not
I don't
a sound.
Have a soundtrack.
Yeah, it's
and
never
usually
quiet.
It is on a loop and it's only one part because I don't know
correct.
Anything else. But
correct.
It's constant.
It's never quiet.
And we didn't know I had ADHD.
Well, that's the thing. It's like, oh, she's just
she's so quirky.
She's zany.
She jumps
fun.
Around a lot.
I used to get told a lot. You're so random.
Oh my God.
That's so random.
So
God.
Random.
Guys, I'm so random.
ADHD is
ADHD.
Universal. Coming live from an undisclosed location in Central Florida.
Sam and Sean in the field. Once
in the
again,
field.
Returning to a location we've actually been to before.
Yeah.
With our bestie John Sparling. If y'all haven't heard that episode, we'll link it below.
Yes, please check it out.
It's a pretty good one. John and the JSB.
It's a
JSB.
Good one. That was the first one I listened to.
That was pretty fun. That was one of our first excursions out into the field.
Yes.
And we were terrified to be out in public, just period, let alone with equipment changed. Where people were watching. Yeah, so that was a really stressful night. I was very sweaty.
Yeah.
A very stressful night. But yeah, it was fun. It was a fun time. Yeah. We got to meet the JSB, got to hear him. Tickle the keys, play a couple ditties.
Those nice little ivories. Well, I also, too, because we're in this area, I have to tell you about something that I discovered the other day. So there's this group on the socials, and it's called Disney Dating for Disney Lovers. I'm just going to let that hang for a second. And when I tell you, the whole entire vibe of this specific Facebook group, which, by the way, a Facebook group, the entire vibe of this Facebook group is as if Charles Manson abducted Mickey Mouse and decided to create Hinge. It's so bad because it's just these old, straight, transparent white men who are looking for anything they possibly can to relate to women. And so they'll be standing there with like a weird mirror selfie that'll be like, favorite thing to do, drink beer, go to Bass Pro Shop and ride Big Thunder Mountain, catch a Dole Whip, hit me up ladies. Like, it's awful.
I feel so uncomfortable just hearing about it. Like,
it's so cringy.
I try to be one of those people like, I don't believe in cringe. Cringe means you're free.
I judge
but
everyone.
But I actively cringe constantly at myself and others. But
mostly
I try to do
myself.
So with love, you know?
I cringe but with love.
I'm not a hater.
Oh, I'm not a hater. I love to hate, though, and I love to judge.
Yeah.
That is, wow.
It's just consumed my entire life for pop culture.
You're just like the fly on the wall.
I am.
Is that the only reason you joined? Oh my God, you didn't even join it.
I was going to say, though, because from my understanding of Facebook groups, like in order to see the contents
of the
group, you
need
to appreciate the roast.
She's defending me.
I appreciate the roast because I have a Facebook group.
Okay. Fair.
Okay,
fair.
But specifically for spooky stuff because people on my timeline got tired of seeing that shit. So
how could you? I love the spook.
Dragging our special mystery guest.
How very dare.
I appreciate it, though.
Whom we revere and admire.
It was a subtle drag. I can take it.
I was screaming. The calls were coming from inside the house.
She said, I'm
secure enough in myself that
absolutely.
I know. Vibing, we're thriving.
I was
going
to say, my pop culture corner of the world doesn't quite contain Disney dating groups, so I don't really have a perspective to add to that.
That's
unfortunately.
Fair.
Unfortunately. I have been really hyper fixated on the new Deadpool movie that's about to come out. That one is one that's really, really been taking up the majority of my brain power the past couple weeks since the teaser dropped on the Superb Owl, in layman's terms, the Super Bowl, if you're like, not a
or the superb
person.
Owl. Did you say superb bowel?
Superb owl.
Okay, we're there together. I thought we were going bowel.
I mean, super bowel is kind of fun.
I mean,
she has no intolerances. She can process dairy. Wait, she has a super bowel.
But yeah, because they're both kind of like compliments. Like the superb owl is like, he's a really nice owl. Like
so
he's
wise.
The best of the owls.
But
like a
super
bowel is like, you have a garbage can of a stomach.
I mean,
you can
is
just
that
throw
like
anything in there.
That's the latest like MCU add-on, right? Like
yeah.
we
yes.
need super bowel.
Yeah, no. So it's Captain America, the current Avengers. It's Captain America, Peter Parker, and then the Super Bowel.
Well, because it all takes very Osmosis Jones, where it's like
in
you're
the
in the body.
Track. Yeah,
that
yes.
is a
instead
deep
of going
cut.
Back
GI
in
tract.
Time, they actually just shrink down and go up Thanos's butt in this movie.
Ant-Man, hello, this is your moment, babes.
Yeah,
pop
it's,
in.
Reboot,
it's all there. It's laid out before us.
But the cinephile in me, who knows like the legalities of the whole Fox Universe movies and the X-Men stuff like that, it's all very exciting. This Deadpool movie, because it could be a turning point, ladies and gentlemen. Okay. I am an MCU apologist, especially for Phase 4. I was the one that was like, let's give it a chance, guys. And then every movie continued to come out, and I was like, let's give it one more chance. Like, just
keep trying.
Let's continue to give it an extra chance.
Guys, they're the underdog.
I really am confident that
but
Deadpool.
But she's so funny.
I really am confident Deadpool is going to. It's gonna turn this around because I have faith in Ryan Reynolds as a producer, as a he has a writing credit on it, but I'm curious if it's just because he improvs so much shit like they have
they're
to
like, we
a
have
writing
to put
credit,
it in
you know?
There the yeah. six,
but
yeah.
also it is very exciting that Hugh Jackman is returning. That is a big deal. He has a Guinness World Record for playing a character in the most amount of movies, like the same character
wow.
in a superhero movie ever. So like, you know how they've had how many Superman, how many Batman, etc. He's like the long,
how about
he's
Superman,
the only person that's ever played Wolverine ever since 2002 or whatever.
Yeah,
yeah. Like
yeah,
so
it's crazy.
It's pretty cool. But I mean, he's also old.
But Daddy.
Are they introducing a new one? Like, there's a lot of theories going around, but I'm very excited at the potential to rewrite a couple of, I'm not going to call them mistakes, I'm going to call them missteps.
Yeah.
That recently happened.
We all
happened.
Take them.
Yes. Because if there is a character that could do it in a sense where they just kind of come in and it's like, you know what, let's just pretend that none of this happened, it would be Deadpool 100%. Because he has that ability to break the fourth wall. Like, so, yeah. So easily Ryan Reynolds Deadpool could walk in and be like, hey guys, remember this? No, you fucking did it.
Yes.
And then it's over.
And then it's over. And that's
it. Never happens.
We as the audience can understand enough that, like, we trust that Deadpool can do that.
Suspended disbelief. Yeah, exactly. Absolutely. And the millions of dollars spent towards that project, we're just going to forget about it.
Yeah.
I'm sure no one will notice
the
money wasted to put out this flop of a movie that we're just going to pretend never happened through probably one or two lines of dialogue. Mm-hmm. So no one will care about that.
No, not at all.
That's
we're in our continuity era.
Yeah.
I mean, now that they're getting rid of, like, physical media altogether, it's not going to be
nothing
a thing
matters.
Anymore.
Yeah.
Nothing matters. Nothing's real.
We live in the Matrix anyway. So, like, nothing. It's all a matter of perspective.
I mean, ever since 2012, we have just been doing diverting timelines of our own, right? So it's fine.
Yeah. Are you an older gay man prowling the scene? Because you're taking the blue pill, mama.
I mean, clearly I am. Thank you. I'm glad you noticed.
Well, you're too beautiful.
I mean,
you're
it's a specific aesthetic that I've been working towards, but nobody says anything. So.
I was wondering what the brand was. I've been trying to pinpoint it this whole time.
Thank you.
Mama, what is your pop culture corner? You're in this now.
Okay, so I just finished watching Girls for the first time all the way through.
Okay.
And I have so many thoughts and feelings, but I don't want to talk about it right now because I still need to process.
That's okay. That's fair.
I mean, it's a star-studded cast.
It is a huge cast. And, like, honestly, Adam Driver is insane and amazing.
He's so talented. Like, actually criminally underrated, I think.
He is absolutely criminally underrated.
He's so talented.
I mean, luckily we're seeing him in these major roles and we're getting to see his amazing career develop right before our eyes.
Yes.
But yeah, it was crazy because I watched the first couple of episodes. I thought I had gotten farther, but I guess I just didn't. Too much boobs for me, I guess.
I'm screaming.
Which is really sad. Anyway, no. Can there be?
Never.
So I got through a couple of episodes in college and then I saw Adam Driver pop off like later after I wasn't watching anymore. And then I don't know why. I don't know what came over me and why I decided to watch Girls again recently.
Yeah.
But I think he was probably my favorite part of that show was getting
He's
to
so
see
good.
His character Correct. Development and his portrayal and his earnestness. Like, he's so earnest.
He's very good about
Even
the honesty.
I hated him so much. And
like,
that's
he has
why
a point. He makes valid points.
Like, he does actually. Make a lot of valid points.
He does.
And it's funny that, and Girls, that he is one of my, probably my favorite character. But
the man being
the
favorite in
Girls. I mean,
shocking.
I am a feminist, everyone.
I don't know about that one.
Clearly.
You said a nice thing about a man. I'm not sure. I don't think
she's
that,
canceled
that
on our podcast.
Yeah.
Not
Done.
Clickbait.
I'm so
sorry. The feminist committee
I'll
right
see
now.
Myself.
We got
now.
Another one switching sides.
But no, I'm still currently in my umpteenth rewatch of What We Do in the Shadows, the series, the movie.
Okay.
It's my favorite, one
so
of my favorites
good.
Of all
That's
time.
That's perfect for you.
But
that
the
makes
series
total sense.
Is on my screen probably three or four times
that
a year.
That is very on brand for you.
Yeah,
100%.
I can see that. I'm obsessed. 100%. So
what
I'm
do we do
back
in the
into
shadows?
It again.
I'm curious.
You know, there's a lot of eating.
Okay.
A lot of eating.
Am I in the shadows?
I'm screaming just the
crying.
Eyeshadows, mama.
Ooh,
oh, cover girl.
Yeah.
That's copywritten. I can't sing that song.
Not sponsored.
Yeah, not sponsored. Thank you so much.
The estate of RuPaul will be sending us a letter. I would be honored, actually.
A drag
I'd
queen.
Frame it.
A cease and desist from RuPaul.
I would frame it. I would frame
with
it.
With like a feather boa
I would send
it
back,
light.
Ask for him to sign it, and then ask for them to resend it with like a couple bucks for like the postage fee. Throw in a few extra stamps in the envelope, send it back like for your troubles.
Yes.
Your signature fee for
the
sentimental reason
on my wall.
The perfect drag really would be that after all of that for the cease and desist that he actually listens and we get a postcard for comedy lessons from the hilarious Ross Matthews.
We are very funny.
Yeah, you more than I, honestly speaking.
I know.
I'm screaming.
I know.
But to your
confidence.
Point, Girls, I mean, it's a great, great show from what I've seen on TikTok.
It was one
it
of the first
really
shows,
is.
I think, because it was an HBO show that really broke down that barrier of like not a sitcom, not a reality, but very grounded in reality in that
Super.
Sense. That it is a scripted network show, but it's not, you know, they didn't shy away from the titties or the crazy plot lines or like the really deep, dark, heavy stuff that happened to these people throughout the way, like and the relationships and all of those struggles that are real things that
the
happen.
Messiness between a bunch of girls who've known each other for a long time and are worried about judging each other and also judging each other heavily constantly.
And that's like also a kind of a thing that I don't think people talk about or is shown in the media is like how your friendships with people when you grow up change. Like, as you guys become adults. Different.
And they don't always, they're not always salvageable. Correct. They're not always going
to
be.
And that's tough. And it's tough to experience, but it's also kind of refreshing to see it like
it
that.
It is. And honestly, I was feeling, it was interesting because, like, I was watching it and finding myself having to take a break because of emotionally feeling so much of what they were going through, even though I hadn't gone through those things personally, just being like, I can imagine.
The empathy of it all.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. Because like this just, they really say some awful things to each other or make terrible choices.
Yes.
And I'm just like, at one point I shut my computer and Jackson's like, what's wrong? And I was like, just Hannah making terrible choices again. I can't handle it.
And he said, I see you. I hear you. I love you.
He did. And he kissed me on the forehead and everything was fine.
Because that's what marriage is.
Marriage.
I mean, marriage is complex,
marriage.
I'm sure, but
marriage.
Also from the outside, I'm like,
I'm very new to marriage, so yeah.
That's amazing.
I don't know yet.
Oh, show the ring.
Oh, thank you.
For the fans.
For the fans.
Look at that.
I don't know if you can see it. There you go. That ring.
That's amazing. So you're newly married.
Yes.
How newly?
January 3rd. Oh, wow. So like freshly
fresh,
married.
Fresh. Wow. We've been together for a long time and we've exchanged our vowels. We've exchanged
sometimes.
We did that a while ago, but as far as making it legal, we just went to the courthouse. And
I love that. Exactly. No muss, no fuzz.
Just, it was great.
Just sign a paper. So that everyone else knows. You guys already know. You know.
We knew. Yeah, we know. We know.
Been there, done that. Now just everyone else knows about it.
Literally, that is exactly the mood.
It
was just kind of like, we're married. Like, we know, but we have to kind of make it official.
To me, my stage fright, that's probably easier. The idea of me walking down the aisle in front of everyone just watching me, horrifying.
I used to want that. And I just, I don't know if I actually ever wanted it or if it was just something like, I get to do that.
You were told
and it was like, I don't know though. I mean, seeing my sisters was beautiful. Even though it was low key, it was still a traditional wedding.
Yeah.
But I also like my grandparents aren't here anymore and they're the main reason I wanted to have a big wedding. So
absolutely.
Like without them in the picture, it was just kind of like, let's save some money.
Do it for yourself. Yeah.
Let's just chill. Let's just be, and it's just him and me. We're childless by choice. And we love hanging out together. Just the
I
two of us. So it makes sense.
Life. And the cats. Don't forget.
Oh, cannot forget the cats.
Cannot forget
of course.
The cats.
So you're not childless. You
well,
cats
you're right.
At home.
I'm
exactly.
sorry. My fur babies.
Please. Well, I do have, now this is a kind of a broad ask. So gotcha journalism. No, what is like the number one biggest thing that you've learned so far in marriage?
Whew. That's funny. That's a funny question because it's been so short of a time. But I think so far just in this relationship, he has taught me so much about just being open with communication. Like I didn't realize how stunted I was in that area sometimes. And I try to be very communicative and very open and very honest about my feelings.
Yeah.
But sometimes it's also taking the time to identify them when they're getting too much.
No, absolutely.
And like,
for
and
sure.
I
articulating
with,
how
yes,
you're feeling.
And I sometimes don't realize that I'm not doing that or that I'm in my head or I'm having like a moment. And he can just like look at me and take a breath and I'm brought back into reality almost. Like
that's
I'm brought back into my body. I'm brought back into myself. And he just, again, he just can look at me, take a breath, and I'm like, okay, I'm feeling some things, and like, here's where I'm feeling them in my body, and I think I'm being a little triggered right now, or I'm kind of having this issue, and it's not you, but I'm having a response.
Yeah, absolutely.
And like, he just listens. He doesn't take it personally. He doesn't get defensive.
The
he
dream.
Doesn't. I mean, he doesn't do any of that. He just listens, and he's like, that.
Let's you
understand
feel your feelings.
That.
Oh my God.
I lets me because I have so many feelings. I have so many feelings, and
oh
he is
God.
So calm. And so together and so gathered constantly. And I just
that.
Feel bad sometimes because I'm like, are you doing this for me? Am I putting extra pressure on you? Like, are you just keeping it together right now? You must have so many complaints.
Like, I'm screaming. Not that being married, like, do you still like me?
Literally. Like walking down the aisle going like, are you sure you want to do this?
Are you sure?
Are you sure?
Was this
you
all a joke?
You can always back out.
I literally, like, we talked about this last month because I was like, I know we're married and I know you like me, but sometimes I just feel like, it's hard to.
I just want to confirm. Yeah.
I need
just
to confirm.
Same page.
Can you just kind of? And he's so good about that, though. He's amazing, and he never makes me feel weird. He doesn't even joke about it. Like he just kind of.
It's just
he shows up and he's just there. He's always supportive mentality, and I am so blown away every day. Every
That's
single day.
So nice.
And he makes me a better person.
Wow. Well, so there's a lake right over here that I think I'm going to
actually... I'm going to go for a swim right in front of that incoming boat.
We're actually just going to pass the baton. Shanna, this is a gift
this
from us to
Shanna
you.
This is the Shanna show now. Goodbye, everyone. Signing
it's
off.
It's so good
after
to be
four
here.
Seasons, it's been real.
One thing that we've sort of like half alluded to, but before we get into our final segment, we have to give you your props and like shout you out. Amongst everything else that you are, which is fantastic, talented, hilarious, beautiful, I could go on, because even though I'm really bad at taking compliments, I can throw them out like nobody's
has
business.
Not a problem showering others with them.
Please,
let me tell you.
Please take them.
You're so sweet.
Accept my love.
I need you to. Otherwise, I don't feel valid. So, self-report here on the chat. So, you also are a voice actor.
Yeah.
I mean, if you couldn't tell already, with these illustrious, beautiful tones.
Oh, thank you. Sweet, silky sound of her voice.
Absolutely. I thought that maybe, if you were up to it, completely improvisational, we haven't spoken about this at all.
Not at all.
If you would be inclined for like an improvisational voice actor experience.
You know what? Let's try it out.
This is your audition, actually.
Oh,
sorry.
My God.
Surprise for Savinchon Enterprises. Sorry.
Savinchon Enterprises, Savinchon in the field. Now, everybody put on your 4D glasses.
Oh, my God.
I'm just kidding.
I'm stuck on a fork.
I like the experience.
We're in it, babes. Okay. Now, you'll also be able to hear yourself. So
okay.
Also, if you want to pull either of us into any of these things, please, by all means.
Please be ready, because
supporting
I probably
a
will.
Let's go.
Yes. We're an ensemble, actually. <I'm just kidding. laughs> Okay, here we go. Now, this one is a commercial with the prompt of doom scrolling. So you're trying to sell us doom scrolling.
Doom scrolling. When you want to disconnect from reality, but sometimes be brought right back into it. When you want to feel better about yourself by looking at the miseries of others, doom scrolling is for you. Try doom scrolling today.
That was
perfect.
Incredible.
That was perfect.
Masterclass. Audience, literally take notes. Are you kidding?
Oh my God.
Are you kidding?
I don't want to go now. I don't want to do mine now.
You guys are way too sweet.
Okay. Okay. Wow. 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 Okay. 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 That blew it out of the park. wow. I don't
know how we're gonna follow that one.
Literally don't.
Doom scrolling.
That was so funny. Holy
Let it
shit.
Work for you.
Thank you.
I can't breathe.
Okay. Next one. This is where the bride and groom have just walked down the aisle, and now you are breaking up with your partner at somebody else's wedding.
Oh my gosh. Okay, so the bride and groom have just walked down the aisle, and I am we are in the seats.
Yes.
In
the pews.
And I, okay, 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 okay. Who's going to be my partner here?
Whoever you want.
Whoever you want.
Okay, well, Sav, I'm going to go with you
Oh
here.
God, okay.
Yes.
I really like the color of the flowers. Those look
Yeah, those are really
nice, yeah.
Those are I can't
the dress is nice too. I like the lace, the sleeves are those are cool.
Mm-hmm. Do you think we should I'm so sorry, I can't.
Like, you can't
I don't
hear
love
me.
You anymore. Should I speak? I'm so sorry.
Can you speak up a little the grandma behind us, I can't really
I don't think we should do I don't love you anymore. I can't. I'm sorry. I'm
Cheers
so sorry.
Cheers to the happy couple.
I'm sorry.
Oh my God.
Listen, I thought that this was going to be like a thing. I thought we were going
to
like see
my cousin Jennifer's third wedding to Brad. Are you kidding
me? Look how much she
loves Brad. You
know
how important this was to us.
Come on in, Janet.
Why couldn't we just make it through one day without being the drama?
Do you think it's going to be a catered reception?
Because the drama, that's the problem.
I knew you would cause a scene.
That's the problem, though, is the drama is in our relationship and I can't do it anymore.
This is Jessica's day, okay?
Jessica's done. She's gone. Okay? I waited till she was finished.
Nick Miller. Sorry,
job,
I couldn't
job,
tell if
job.
We were doing a new girl motif, but
no,
I heard Jessica's
I just
day.
Picked a name. I just picked a name. It's Jessica with a Y, though. Jessica.
Jessica.
Jessica. I panicked. Yeah, that was off. Oh, I was stressed.
That was great.
And Shannon.
Wow.
What are we doing?
I was trying to pull like little random things
Jessica's
out of
Jessica's watching.
She's back there. She knows this is happening.
Jessica's like, if you two don't cut that shit out,
I knew you were going to do this.
I swear to God, I knew you were going to do this to me.
Well, if you like what you just heard, and there's no way you possibly couldn't.
I liked everything I heard.
And saw. And lived here in the moment.
I like being
you.
Alive.
Being alive. Okay.
Rest in peace to Stephen Sondheim, who is no longer alive.
Rolling in his grave, mama.
The irony is not lost on me, my friends.
Well, please feel free to rate, review, and subscribe to our show.
RRS for Steven Sana.
It is the best way to support small creators like ourselves. If you would like to follow me personally, you could do so on Instagram at Anthony_clams.
Lord of the Barnacles.
I don't know if I mentioned our show's handles yet, but those are at @the_Sav_and_Sean_show on TikTok, Instagram, and YouTube. And Savannah, where can the listeners find you?
You can find me draped over Stephen Sondheim's, I almost said sarcophagus. I was going for alliteration.
He should have been in a sarcophagus.
You could find me draped over Stephen Sondheim's casket, weeping. But to like, phone rings, our times, here comes company. But like crying to it over his casket.
I'm crying.
Not careful the wish you make. Like not a typical Stephen Sondheim ballad, okay? Like it would be like, into the woods without delay. Okay. Or you can find me on Instagram. If you can't find me there, maybe it's an off day. I'm not at the grave that day. You can find me on Instagram at @Savannah_Peterson or on TikTok at Savannah Peterson, or you can visit my website, savannahpeterson.com. I also have a link tree in my Instagram. I think that's
all in there.
It's just more helpful. Maybe yeah. I'll put it in my TikTok. I might as well.
Yeah, might as well.
I've just been busy, so I haven't been posting a lot. I do apologize.
So busy,
maybe
booked and less busy.
Maybe one day I'll be back on the interwebs. But like my old stuff, I'm funny. So the content holds up. I'm just not there right now.
I'm screaming.
Go give it a visit.
Yeah, and it's all in the description below. And Shanna.
Yes, you can find me on Instagram and TikTok and I think pretty much everywhere else at Shanna Stoker Henson. So it's all one word.
Wow.
And
she's married.
Yeah, wow. I am now. I have not officially changed my name, but
it
is on the platform.
It can be a J-Lo and Ben Affleck moment.
Right?
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, it's fine. Absolutely. It's totally fine. Yeah, at Shanna Stoker Henson. And then you can also follow my shop at @the_ghoulish_garb.
Business owner.
All of that is in my link tree as well, which you can find on TikTok and on Instagram.
Support small businesses and support female entrepreneurs and support Shanna and support Sav and Sean.
Absolutely. And that's all.
We're not asking a lot from you.
Just
guys.
A couple, no. Just a baseline requirement.
Absolutely. Yeah. Please, please, please. That's the one thing we didn't get to talk about was your amazing online shop. So
thank
please
you.
Do yourself a favor. Check it out. It really, it's going to blow your mind in the spookiest of ways.
Adding to my cart as we speak.
Tear. Oh, yes,
ghouls
you better
and
go.
Garbs galore, baby.
Hello. Well, thank you all so much for listening. And you've listened to the show before, so we can pop and do this all three of us together.
Oh my gosh.
And we will see you guys next time. Goodbye.